Welcome to Cross Hope Visual Stories. Cross Hope Visual Stories is a weekend presentation of Cross Hope Ministries, where we share inspirational stories of the hope and encouragement of the cross in a unique format. Now here's today's story.
I shared some time ago one of the most amazing stories I want to share again with you. There was a man named Mr. Kimball who went into a shoe clerk to witness to that shoe clerk. This man, Mr. Kimball, was a Sunday school teacher. This 19-year-old boy was in his class. Mr. Kimball laid a trembling hand on the shoulder of that shoe clerk and told him about Jesus. The shoe clerk received Christ into his heart. He was saved. Do you know that shoe clerk's name? Dwight L. Moody. Now, the young people may not know about Dwight L. Moody, but he was one of the greatest evangelists that God ever put on this green earth. He started out in Chicago just teaching boys and girls in Sunday school and winning a lot of them to Christ. He became a speaker. He was a layman, really never ordained, but he was so powerful preaching the gospel that he was invited over to England to preach. And there in England, he preached in the church of F.B. Meyer, a very erudite and cultured Englishman. Moody murdered the King's English. And F.B. Meyer was ashamed that he'd invited this uncouth, uncultured American. But yet the fire of God fell on that service. And F.B. Meyer said later he was having tea with one of the ladies in the church, and he said, and how is it with you today, madam? She said, wonderful, Dr. Meyer. Said, since Moody has been here, I've won every girl in my class to Jesus Christ. Meyer said, I learned something that day about the language of the human soul. It transformed my life. Dwight L. Moody touched his life. F.B. Meyer came to the United States, and he was preaching in a college. The students were out there. And F.B. Meyer was talking about surrender, and this is what he said. He said to those students, if you're not willing to give everything to Jesus Christ, will you at least tell him that you're willing to be made willing? And a student out there was named Wilbur Chapman. Wilbur Chapman said, oh God, that's me. I haven't been willing. Chapman was ready to quit. He was about to get out of school. But he said, God, I'm willing to be made willing. And God took him at that starting place, made him willing, and Wilbur Chapman became a great evangelist. But wait a minute. Wilbur Chapman, in his later years of evangelism, needed a helper. So he found a young YMCA clerk, an ex-professional baseball player whose name was Billy Sunday. And Chapman said to Billy Sunday, would you come help me do the counseling, set up the tent, do these other things? Billy Sunday said, I will. And Billy Sunday, many of you have heard of Billy Sunday, world famous like Dwight L. Moody. Billy Sunday began to help Wilbur Chapman. When Chapman finally retired from evangelism or was too feeble to carry on, Billy Sunday took over and had a worldwide ministry, and millions of people were impacted by Billy Sunday. Billy Sunday went to Charlotte, North Carolina in 1924 and held a revival crusade in Charlotte, North Carolina. As a result, Mordecai Ham came to Charlotte, North Carolina, for another crusade. And in that crusade, when Mordecai Ham was preaching, a young, tall, lanky, 16-year-old farm lad came forward and gave his heart to Jesus Christ. His name was Billy Graham, who's preached to kings and princes around the world, national television by satellite and so forth. The impact. But how did all of that start? Trace it on back to a Sunday school teacher who got serious about soul winning and told a shoe clerk about Jesus. You don't know. You don't know what you may do. When you bring a soul to Jesus Christ, recognize His presence in you, receive His promise to you, and respond to His program through you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope Visual Stories. For more information about this ministry, or to re-listen or view today's story in a video format, go to our website at www.crosshope.org/visualstories. Be sure to join us at this same time every weekend. Cross Hope and Cross Hope Visual Stories are listener-supported and are produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.